from Tidbits on January 19th, 2009. This is the audio edition of Protect Yourself from the Safari RSS Vulnerability, written by Rich Mogul. Programmer Brian Mastenbrook revealed on January 11th, 2009 that he has discovered a security vulnerability that could allow a malicious website you visit using Safari to read any file on your system. The flaw affects the latest versions of Safari when used in macOS 10, 10.5 Leopard, or Windows, though not in earlier versions of macOS 10. Mastenbrook wrote that he had has reported the details to Apple. The vulnerability apparently could reveal the contents of any file, which includes email messages, passwords stored in browser cookies, or other documents. We have strong indications that the problem is real, and you should immediately protect yourself in case malicious attackers figure out the vulnerability's full details before Apple issues a patch. The vulnerability lies in the Safari RSS reader, and, according to Mastenbrook, you may be affected even if you don't use the reader, as long as Safari is set to be your default RSS reader, which it is unless you change the setting. This likely indicates that the problem relates to how Safari handles RSS subscription links or feeds, since browsing to those triggers Safari's RSS reader. The good news is that it's relatively easy to protect yourself. If you are on Windows, just stop using Safari until a fix is released. If you're using macOS 10 10.5 Leopard, follow the updated instructions on Mastenbrook's website, linked above. Simply changing the default RSS reader application in Safari does not provide full protection, unfortunately. It's always a relief when there's a reasonable workaround to a potentially serious security vulnerability, and we won't be surprised if Apple patches this vulnerability fairly quickly. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. Of course, the other solution is to use, say, Firefox on the Mac instead.